From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's military has seized power from the 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
After tanks were seen rumbling through Harare on Tuesday, soldiers took over state TV in the wee hours of Wednesday. An Army spokesman, Major General S.B. Moyo, delivered this stunning statement.
Comrade R.G. Mugabe and his family are safe and sound, and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him.
But the drama may be just beginning. Zimbabwe's ruling party said on social media that Mnangagwa will return and take the helm, as they say the constitution provides. For years, Mugabe is right was the rallying cry of Zimbabwe's powerful elite. Those who questioned the powerful leader were vilified or punished. But now, with Zimbabwe's strongmen suddenly silent, the questions are mounting. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Social media accounts report the mood is tense in Harare, the capital, as some businesses closed early. President Jacob Zuma, who chairs the South African Development Community and is the president of South Africa, said in a statement that he spoke to President Mugabe, who indicated he was confined to his home. South Africa is also said to be in contact with the Zimbabwean Defense Force. U.S. airstrikes coordinated with local government killed several al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. According to a statement from the U.S. Africa Command, released on Wednesday, the operation was conducted Tuesday. It was carried out about 97 kilometers northwest of the capital, Mogadishu, according to the statement. Somali leaders, including the president, declared last month that preparations are underway to attack al-Shabaab. This is VOA News.